Logistics Sare Crack, Distort and Arrange in Ableton Live 12 for Smoky Warehouse Vibes. Welcome. In this lesson you'll learn how to build a punchy, distorted logistics style snare crack in Ableton Live 12 and arrange it so the snap sits tight while the tail breathes into a smoky warehouse room. We'll layer 3 elements, design parallel and serial distortion with stock devices, send tails to return reverb and delay, preserve transient attack, and arrange where the crack cuts and where it dissolves. First, what you'll build: a layered snare with body, crack and ambience, a distortion chain using saturator, overdrive, drum bus, erosion and redux, a send/return reverb and delay for a smoky tail, and a simple 16 to 32 bar arrangement showing dry hits and washed fills. Preparations: set up your live set, create a new live set, add 1 MIDI track for simpler, 2 audio tracks for snare layers and B, and 2 return tracks named R room and R delay. Import 3 samples. Layer A is the body thick snare or short clap, layer B is the crack bright, top end snap, and layer C is ambience or smear longer room hit or reverse tail. Keep the lesson phrase visible: logistics snare crack, distort and arrange in Ableton Live 12 for smoky warehouse vibes. Basic layering and gain staging: place layer A and layer B on separate audio tracks. Put layer C into simpler on the MIDI track for flexible triggering and tuning. Solo all 3 and set relative gains. Layer A gives weight, layer B sits around plus 0 to plus 3 dB, yet it's transient, and layer C stays lower, around minus 6 to minus 12 dB for air and smear. Use utility and clip gain to control levels. High pass each track to remove rumble. Use EQ 8 and cut below 80-120 Hz for body and ambience. For the crack, HBF higher, around 250-400 Hz, so it reads as transient and not boom. Transient preservation and punch on layer A. Add drum bus. Gentle settings. Drive 2-4. Transient plus 2 to plus 4 dB. Boom minus 1 to 0 if needed. These small moves add warmth and transient emphasis without destroying dynamics. On layer B, avoid heavy compression. If you add compressor, use a fast attack of 1/3 ms, a fast release of 30/60 ms, a low ratio like 2:1 and mild threshold. The goal is to keep the initial snap intact. Designing the crack: parallel distortion chain group layer B and duplicate it to create a dry lane and a distort lane inside the group. On the distort lane, add saturator, then overdrive, then erosion and redux if you want gritty bit reduction. Suggested starting settings: saturator, analog clip, drive 3-5 dB, dry/wet 80%, overdrive, drive 4-6, tone 6-8, erosion, noise type, frequency tilde 12/16 Khz, amount 8/15%, redux, modest bit reduction, bit depth 8/12, dry/wet 25/35%. Place a utility after redux and trim output so the distorted lane doesn't overpower the dry transient. Blend the distorted lane in around 20-40% to change character without killing attack. Serial glue after the group. Add drum bus and a final saturator on the group track. Keep drive low. Drum bus drive 1/3. Transient plus 1 to plus 3. Saturator drive 1/3 with soft clip on. This glues the layers and adds subtle compression. EQ for focus. Use EQ 8 on layer B or the group to shape presence. Boost 3/6 Khz by plus 2/4 dB for snap and a narrow boost around 10/12 Khz by plus 1/2 dB for air. Use narrow QS for focus and remove any harsh resonances with small cuts of minus 2 to minus 4 dB. Create the smoky warehouse tail. Return sends on our room load hybrid reverb or reverb. Before the reverb, put an EQ 8 and high pass around 300-500 Hz to keep low mids out of the room. For a smoky character, reduce diffusion slightly. Choose plate or small room, set decay to around 1.2-2.8 seconds, and predelay to 10/40 ms so the crack hits before the room washes in. Add a low pass on the return at 8/10 Khz to keep the tail dark. On R delay, load echo. Set delay to 1/8 or dotted 1/8. Feedback around 10-25% for subtle repeats, and filter the feedback path with a low pass at -6 Khz and a high pass at -600-900 Hz to make muffled warehouse echoes. Send mounts and automation. Send the dry lane to our room low, about 8-12%. Send the distort lane higher, 12-25%, so the distorted body lives in the room. For fills, automate sends up to 40-60% to wash the snare fully into the reverb. Automate drive or overdrive for extra intensity on single bars. Ducking and clarity to preserve the initial crack. Put a compressor on our room sidechain to the snare group. Use a ratio of 3-4:1. Attack 510 ms, release 8150 ms, and set threshold so the reverb ducks slightly when the crack hits and then returns during the tail. The aim is subtle clarity, not audible pumping. Arrangement: where the crack cuts and where the room sits, build a 16-bar loop for the example. Bars 1-8, keep snare hits dry with a small distort send. At bar 5 and 13, add a fill where you automate the distort lane send to our room up to 50% and raise overdrive for one bar. Bars 9-12, try a double hit or ghost snare with a distorted lane louder and reverb send increased so the snare dissolves. Automate saturator drive, overdrive drive and our room send so the snare evolves across the arrangement. Stereo placement, keep the dry lane centered. Slightly widen the distort lane using utility width around 110-130% or a tiny Haas delay of 510 ms left/right, but check phase. Always mono low frequencies below 200-300 Hz to avoid phase issues. Final glue and bus processing, route all snare layers to a snare group. On the group, use a Q8 for gentle shaping, a glue compressor with ratio 2:1, attack 510 ms, release 100-200 ms, and optional drum bus drive 1-2 for analog warmth. Use makeup gain to match levels and preserve transient energy. Common mistakes to avoid: don't over distort the transient. Too much serial saturation before parallel blending will destroy the snap. Avoid sending too much dry signal to reverb or the snare will float. Always HPDF the reverb return around 300-500 Hz to prevent muddiness. Watch for phase cancellation between layers. Nudge clips by a few milliseconds or flip phase to check. Keep redux and erosion subtle. Heavy bit reduction can sound cheap. Pro tips: emphasize the transient before heavy distortion. Use parallel processing. Go extreme on a duplicate and blend back. Automate per delay longer on fills so the crack lingers before the room. Apply a subtle bandpass around 28 kHz on the distort lane to isolate the crack. Add a tiny noise layer low passed at 68 kHz for texture if needed. Bounce alternate versions and a slash B them in context. Mini practice exercise. 4-bar loop 1. Load body. Crack and ambient samples. 2. HPDF. Body 80 Hz. Crack 250 Hz. Ambience 120 Hz. 3. Duplicate the crack into dry and distort lanes. Add saturator right arrow overdrive right arrow erosion on distort, and blend it to tilde 30% of crack volume. 4. Create our room with hybrid reverb, HPF 400 Hz, LPF 8 kHz, decay 1.6s, predelay 20 ms. Put a compressor on our room sidechain to the snare group. 5. Program snares on beats 2 and 4. On bar 4, automate distort send to our room to 60% for a wash. 6. Export the 4-bar loop and compare before and after the send automation and reverb ducking. Recap: you've built a layered logistic snare crack, created a parallel distortion chain with stock devices, routed reverb and delay returns with HPF/LPF for smoky tail, ducked reverb to preserve the transient, and arranged hits that either cut or dissolve into the room. Practice the mini exercise. Keep adjustments subtle and always check the snare in context with bass and kick. One final reminder: logistic snare crack, distort and arrange in Ableton Live 12 for smoky warehouse vibes. Keep snap first, atmosphere second, and save presets and racks so you can iterate quickly. Good luck and enjoy shaping that crack into a smoky warehouse moment.